Psalm 79. O God, the Gentiles, those people who aren't Jews, have come into your inheritance. Your holy temple they've defiled, and they've laid Jerusalem in heaps. So this must have been written by someone after the Babylonians had attacked and destroyed the temple. But wait a minute, they're complaining that our lovely temple that's so holy has been defiled by these Babylonians. But Jeremiah told them many times that you have defiled the temple, because they brought idols into the temple and worshipped idols in the temple. So what they did to the temple, okay, sort of they had their answer in their judgment. So it just shows that when people are judged by God, they actually only get what they actually lived in their lives. So no need to really complain about it. That's what they had done. So anyway, the holy temple they've defiled, they've laid Jerusalem in heaps. The dead bodies of your servants have they given to be meat to the birds of the air, the flesh of your holy ones, to the beasts of the earth. Well, were they really servants of Yahweh? God often complains, you don't really serve me, you serve the gods of the nations. Their blood they've shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We become a reproach to our neighbours, a scorn and a derision to those around us. Yeah, well, that's what God said would happen if you break the covenant. God had said in Deuteronomy 28, you will become a joke to all the people around you. Well, yeah, sure, it had happened. And whose fault was that? They had broken the covenant. So when people suffer the results of their sin, they often complain that God's unjust, but not at all. This is the consequence for sin. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy always burn like fire? Pour out your anger upon the Gentiles that have not known you, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon your name, because they've devoured Jacob and have laid waste his dwelling place. Well, this is the old cry, isn't it? How long, O Lord? And all the faithful have really had that desire. When is Jesus going to come back? How long have we got to wait? Oh, don't remember against us our past sins. Let your tender grace go before us. We are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for your name's sake. Well, this is getting a bit better, isn't it? The psalmist, the person who wrote the psalm, is recognizing that they had sinned. Why should the Gentiles say, where is their God? Let him be known among the nations in our sight by the revenging of the blood of your servants which has been shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner, this is the exiles in Babylon, let the sighing of the prisoner come before you. According to the greatness of your power, preserve those that are appointed to die, and render to our neighbours sevenfold their judgment, wherewith they have reproached you, O Lord. So we, your people, and sheep of your pasture, will praise you for ever. We will show forth your praise to all generations. So, yeah, this was a faithful person praying this, although he seems to rather devalue the extent to which Israel had sinned, and that their judgments were their own fault. And yet he longs to be released from prison in Babylon, as it were. But actually, when Cyrus of Persia said, right, Jews, you can go back, and I'll give you all the money and the materials you need to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, most of them didn't go. Now you see that, unfortunately, the desire of this individual who wrote the psalm, could be Asaph, wasn't really matched by how the people generally felt. And so that is another characteristic of all God's true children, that your view of God and your desire for the kingdom is very often not matched by the feelings of the rest of God's people, who are generally weak. That's always how it's been, that God's people are very weak and there's just a few who are faithful. If that's how you feel, well, that's exactly what happened and how it was in these times.